For months, we've been hearing about the sweeping reforms launched in Saudi Arabia by its 32-year-old crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. What's been described as a liberalization program includes lifting the ban on women driving starting next month. So it came as a surprise to many people anyway to learn last week that Saudi security forces had arrested at least 10 activists, most of them campaigners for women's rights. Amnesty International reports 4 have since been released. We wanted to understand what seems like a contradiction, so we called Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He's been living in the United States in self-imposed exile for the past year. He wrote about this latest development in the Washington Post. Khashoggi told me that one of the activists who was detained is in her 60s and another is 70 years old.
They are the ladies who participated in the first push for women driving in 1990. And it took everybody by surprise. I mean, it was totally unneeded, unnecessarily. They represent no opposition and they are to be celebrated.
What are the charges against them, and how serious is what they were charged with?
The charges are serious. They were called traitors in the some of the media, the government media outlets. Their pictures were posted on a graph with the word traitor in Arabic splashed in front of their faces. There is two things that have been unusual for Saudi Arabia. I've been living all my life in Saudi Arabia. To arrest ladies, that is unheard of in Saudi Arabia, and especially ladies 60, 70 years old. And the other thing, to the smear campaign. In my time as an editor of a newspaper, when someone gets arrested, we just report the news. But we don't allow anyone to go and attack him or criticize him or declare him as a traitor.
So you say that this is an intentional effort to publicly shame them,
yes,
and
yes,
to publicly identify them.
Yes. It's not only them. It is just to make all of us fear, all of us intimidated. And I found it very ironic. It's totally unneeded. There is no opposition movement in Saudi Arabia. There are independent voices who are calling for reform.
Well, how do you understand this then? I mean, how do you reconcile this with what we knew or what we thought we knew about the Crown Prince, particularly given that he had recently been on kind of a tour to the United States and also to some European capitals talking about his reforms? He's given a number of interviews about his intention to allow women to attend sporting events, permitting women to drive starting next month. How do you understand these arrests with this campaign of liberalization that the Crown Prince has been touting so publicly?
I think the message he's sending to all of us in Saudi Arabia that I don't allow any form of activism, even if you agree with me, even if you push for reform and you want women's empowerment and you want women driving and you want to limit the authority of the religious establishment and police, you have to do that within me, within the system, within the government. So the message that had been sent last week, that I don't allow activism, even if it allows with my reform. I am the reformer, I am the giver, and I am the one who will lead this country to the future, and I don't need anybody's help.
Is it possible that this is reflective of some kind of a power struggle?
No, no. The power struggle is over. He's totally in control, and he has no one to challenge his rules.
That is Jamal Khashoggi. He is a Saudi journalist living in the United States. He was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.